This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. I've been a St. Louis Cardinal baseball fan for a long time. As a matter of fact, I have my picture as a kid way back there in 1963 with the legendary baseball great Stan Musial. So, back in 1985, I was certainly rooting for my Cardinals to win the National League Championship against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It was Game 5, and the series was tied at 2 games apiece. The game was tied 2-2. It was high drama when Cardinal Ozzie Smith, who played shortstop, came to the plate. He was batting from the left side of the plate. Never before in his career had Smith homered from the left side. And as I recall, I was watching it on TV, of course, when he approached the plate to bat, the music in the background at Busch Stadium was playing the then-popular hit from Beverly Hills Cop, The Heat Is On. And it was. So, with the full count, 3-2, Ozzie Smith felt the heat, and he hit a home run, his first ever from the left side of the plate. It won the game. The home run was voted the greatest moment in the history of Busch Stadium back in 2005, and it was the source of Jack Buck's famous "Go Crazy, Folks." Well, you have to be a Cardinal fan to really appreciate that. Don't you wish you could respond like Ozzie Smith did when the heat is on in your life? And it's tough to lead, to teach, to parent, to sell, to pastor, to relate when the heat is on. One thing is for sure, we all face those moments when the heat is on. Now, there are all kinds of suggestions as to what to do when the heat is on. Suggestions that range from exercising, to sleeping more, to meditating, to eating healthy foods, to avoiding too much caffeine. And all of those can be good and important, but what can you do spiritually that will help? Well, here are a few short but powerful suggestions that I believe will help you respond in a biblical way when the heat is on, no matter what role you happen to be in when it happens. One, stay in the Word. The Word of God. That is, if you aren't already into the Word of God, it's a perfect time to get into the Word. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We can struggle, we can fret, we can stress, we can worry all we want on our own, but Jesus says the source of our strength as believers is in Him. So fly to Jesus. And how do you do that? Well, you sit down and you read the Scriptures. Find a quiet place, turn off your cell phone, turn off the television or any other electronic devices, and simply read the Scriptures slowly. Take time to chew on it. Where do you start to read? Well, I love the Psalms because David, who wrote so many of them, was in trying times when he penned those songs. People were after him, for his life. And he wrote about being afraid. He wrote about experiencing moral failure and the consequences of that. He was really up against it. And he wrote it out in words to God, divinely inspired by God. Those Psalms so often express exactly how I feel. So I pray through them. The entire book of Psalms each and every month, whether the heat is on or not. Second thing, and this is a spinoff from the first, keep your eyes above the water. Remember the story of Simon Peter when he walked on water? He was doing fine until he started looking at the water and then he began to sink. The water is your challenge, the situation, whether it's a person or a group of people or a circumstance that's turning up the heat in your life. Of course, you have to deal with the problem, but if you only stare at it, it takes on proportions larger than it truly is. So keep your eyes above the water on Jesus, and He will give you the grace for the moment and for the next moment and for the next moment. And it's exciting to see how He increases your faith. My Lord has never let me down, not even once, and He's not going to start now. So believe that, and He'll give you the grace. And third, don't let the heat define you. Refuse to allow your critics to tell you who you are. Remember, if you are a Christian, if you're God's child, and God will take care of His children, you can trust in that. So think about who you are. I recommend writing it out. Just start writing, "I am," and detail who you are. That in itself is a powerful project. But when you know who you are, see, you're less likely to be shaken when people who don't really know you say or assume things about you that are not only inaccurate, but oftentimes lies. Lastly, remember the battle is unseen. All lies and false accusations stem from the devil, who is the father of lies, as taught by Jesus in John 8:44. Our battle then is against, as Paul wrote, the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. That's in Ephesians 6:12. It's like you're in a stadium filled with people, and you're going to bat, and it happens every day, and it's all invisible. The writer of Hebrews said, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and he was talking about those cheering us on from the heavenlies. So, the heat is on. What are you going to do? As long as you stay faithful to Christ, as long as you stay faithful to Christ and let Him do His work through you, you will, from the eternal perspective of heaven, even though it may not appear like that on earth, you will, from the view in heaven, hit a home run every time. It's a great time to live for Jesus. So go out there and bat when the heat is on, and let the Lord do His work through you. And then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. The key.